Lady Sagan Pete.
All right, back for the final week of the catch-up right here. Love Island, Australia.
Final week.
Final week, Sarah. How
do you believe it?
You feel like it's gone quick?
Yes, and then no, after last night's episode.
Oh my gosh, did we just witness the worst Love Island pointless episode ever?
It was so boring. I was just like, okay, I might get ready for bed in between this episode.
It was just a filler episode.
It was.
Because last week they had finalized the group, the five couples.
Yes.
And then obviously you're going to wait until Monday night to really start to like knock out a couple.
Yep.
So we didn't see anything last night.
It was just sort of get to know the couples, see what went down, bring out the truth bike. But yeah, they did show the night before, I guess.
We did get to see something.
A little bit of, there was just a lot of action going on under the blanket.
A lot of Duna dancing.
Yeah. I love Anna and Josh. They're such sniffer dogs. They're like sitting up in their bed, like looking over like, oh my God.
Well, you know why that is though? Because they are the most serious couple.
Yeah.
Those are the most couple that have been together the longest and all that. And so now it's fun for them because there's not really any issues with their relationship.
Yeah.
So now they just kind of like get to perv on everyone else and give their thoughts on what's going on.
And it was Aaron and Cynthia.
Ooh,
our sweet girl Cynthia.
The newbies.
Not so sweet anymore.
No, not so sweet when the lights go out and the dunas come up.
And I think it was also pepperoni pizza.
Margarita is who you're talking
Blake
about.
For getting freaky under their blankets.
Well,
we
know that last week, we don't know for 100%.
But you mentioned.
They definitely touched each other's downward parts. May have had sex. May have.
Oh, they definitely did something under
I think they definitely had sex last week when she said, yeah, oh, you feel so good.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, you know, she's obviously got a hand on it all.
From my experience, the only time a girl says you feel so good is during intercourse. Just letting you know.
How awkward. Is she dying to know, like, that a whole of Australia can actually hear her whispers because we get subtitles?
I don't think she cares.
Maybe not.
But I also think she does care, because she came out yesterday and was saying that she thinks she's been like unfairly judged on her looks.
That, yeah, she's been judged physically in the villa. So, yeah, I mean, she obviously does care. I mean, looking at her, she clearly does care what she looks like because she's putting a lot of stuff into it.
A lot of work into looking like that. That does not happen
so,
el natural.
You know, being judged physically for all that in the villa is, you know, probably a given.
And you've got to think, like, you go back and you look at the moment she came in, what she was wearing, the way that she is holding herself. You know you're going to be judged if you're acting like
That's what I think. I feel like it's a kind of a given.
It's a given.
Yeah, she's coming in knowing she's
You're naive to think that no one's going to be judging you with your triple D boobs out and your flaunting of everything and that
Those
big mouth. Yeah.
Which I'm sure a lot of guys are very excited about.
Oh, yeah. Well, didn't your partner mention something about that as well?
He did. After you said it that day.
I got called out on it.
And he was like, whoa, check how big her mouth is.
I just stayed the obvious right here.
The first thing the male's like, gee, she's got a nice looking mouth.
All right. So last night we saw the Duna dancing going on.
Yes.
And then we run into the truth bike.
Yep. So Margarita, she loves Blake's sexy underarms.
Weird.
That is so weird.
How does he have sexy underarms?
I don't know. And I swear there was something else that she said that was really weird about him as well.
I wonder what kind of workout I need to do to get sexy underarms. Like,
yeah. He must, like, you know, trim his hair or he just kind of looks nice and manly.
Mm. I don't know. I've never heard that before that someone says sexy underarms.
No.
This is the second time we've seen the truth bike. The first time it really put a bit of a hiccup in Adam and Cartier's relationship.
And you know what? Cartier, when she was on the truth bike, she got it again.
Same question.
Yes.
Well, she didn't
Aaron
get it. Aaron asked it. No, so these ones were just questions that they came up with.
Yeah.
They weren't at all like, well, you never know. The producers could have fed them with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, they asked the same questions last night.
Yes.
And you know what? To Cartier's benefit, she tackled it exactly the same.
So they asked, you know, is it essential that Matt has to go to church on Sundays, wasn't it? Something
yeah,
like
and she kind of asked.
She dung the bell.
She answered it a little different this time. She said that she would expect her partner to
support her.
Yeah. Last time she just said straight up, yes, I would expect him to come with me.
Yeah. He doesn't necessarily have to believe in God or whatever it is. He just needs to go with her to support her because that's what she wants.
What do you think about Matt's answer to this question?
What he basically said yes, didn't he?
He said that yes.
I'll support you no matter what or something.
As long as she supports him in his religion, which is wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time I think that we found out that he does wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, he does, like, WWE wrestling. Like, you know, actually, one of the girls that works here invited me to some guys doing WWE wrestling the other day.
Yeah.
Em did.
Yeah.
We didn't go.
No.
not my religion.
But no, I think, yeah, that's the first time we've heard that, and I thought it was quite a bizarre thing.
What do you think about that? Like, about couples that have different religious beliefs and if that will still work, you know?
I think it would be hard that it would work. I mean, because they'd have such strong opinions and different opinions, so they have to kind of agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Well, I think for Matt, I think if there's any chance, it's Matt over Adam, because Matt, I think, is one of those people that is more a little bit a go with the flow and like just to make someone happy will do something, whereas Adam, I think, was a little bit more opinionated and like, I'm not doing it if I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
So I would say Matt's probably a bit of a better fit if that's what she wants.
And I did like how she was asked as well if she's over Adam, and she dunked the ball as in yes. I mean, it's been a few days. You were just crying about him nonstop. You can't just get over someone that quickly. I think she answered that for Matt.
She answered that, for 100%. 100% for Matt. But also I think that at this stage of the game, now you know that Australia is judging you.
Yes.
It's not on the team there and so where they're judging you. You have to be
playing the game now.
I think that everyone has started to play the game a little bit more now.
They know there's a serious 50K next, at the end of this week.
Yeah, and I think that I reckon there's some sly conversations between the couples about what they put out there, what they don't put out there, and how they act around each other, because now it is 100% what Australia is seeing that is going to go against you or for you.
And then we had Anna and Josh, which, of course, they're both falling in love.
Yeah. See, this is the moment, and I throw this out there now because I want to, I think we did say it before Adam and Cartier. Right when you think that a couple is the strongest they can be is exactly when you start to see cracks.
Yes.
So I wouldn't be surprised if something comes up tonight or tomorrow night where we start seeing a little bit of a crack.
Because Josh even said on the bike, I think he said, you know, I've had a private conversation with Anna and we've talked about, you know, after the villa and stuff.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that means, you know, they've talked about her moving up there or wherever it is that she lives.
Well, they definitely both say that it's going to work outside and that they've already had a conversation about that. So I definitely still agree that they are the strongest couple in there.
Yes.
But I feel like there will be something that's thrown in there that maybe Josh has said in the past about another girl or something about his past that may make Anna question something.
Yep, and the trust and whatnot.
Yeah, if you know what I mean. If I'm a producer on the show, and that's the couple that is going to
expose the insecurities.
Yes, because as soon as Adam and Cartier broke up and all that happened, that was when the show got really interesting.
Good. Yes.
So you need to start. You need
to have
a shake-up.
Happy couples. There's no entertainment in that.
No.
And speaking of insecurities, then we had Jessie, who was, you know, talking about how she struggles with insecurities about the way she looks. And that Todd has dated models in the past, and she said, you know, if he's friends or whatever, they're just going to be like, Todd's with a little runt.
I didn't like this, but I don't like Jessie, so
she's a hot runt.
Doesn't surprise me that I would say this, but I think Jessie's the most insecure person in the whole villa.
And it's funny because she doesn't come across like that. She seems such a happy, positive go-getter, but she must be quite hard on herself.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She's hard on herself, I think, more than anyone else is.
She doesn't need to be.
And I think that's why she really cares so much. Mm. Like, you see how much she cares what other people think of her.
Yes. Yeah. So that's obviously that's a big deal for her.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think I personally believe she's a very judgmental person. We were actually talking throughout the office today, and we were saying that we think that Todd is the better version of Jared.
Jared, yeah.
And nothing against our guy Jared, who will be on the show tomorrow.
Yes, we have our first guest for Love Island, Australia.
So Jared will be on the show tomorrow and we'll be talking everything that we want to know because there's so many questions.
That we have.
If there's any questions that you want, you can hit our DMs at Hit92.9 and we will go through them and we'll ask a question to Jared for you.
You'll find out
the answer. So I think that Jessie is the most judged in there, but I also think she's one of the most judgmental.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, and do you think the producers, because she's talking about all this insecurities and whatnot, so that's why they've given her and Todd a night in the hideaway?
So, yeah. So last night there was two text messages that came through. The first message sends Cartier and Matt on a little date 9 metres away from the front door.
Cheapskate. I love how they hashtag that cheapskate date.
They make it out that these dates are so important, but I just feel like they have one-on-one time where they go and sit in a corner and chat. Why is it more important that they walk outside and have a glass of wine with each other?
And was it even wine?
I don't know. It was weird. It was bluish, cold.
I mean, the coldness looked great.
Yeah.
I was thinking that too. I was like, oh, what is it today? Non-alcoholic again?
Non-alcoholic. But that was my thought last night. I'm like, they make this big deal about this. You're going on a date. But at this stage, when you already spend all your time together, why does it even matter? And then they come back and they act as if like they're closer because of the 20
minutes.
They've
just spent 5 minutes together, 9 metres outside everyone else.
Yeah, so I didn't really get too much from that. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like they all answer. Well, I guess from that one, they did have one of their first make-out sessions.
He brought her over to the pool area and said, oh, what's this over here?
With a little help from Anna.
Goes in for the pash. So she's got him out the friend zone now.
Yeah. So, you know, now I think they are technically an official couple because they actually feel like a little romantically involved.
Yeah.
And then we get another text message, Sarah.
Yes, so this one is for Jesse. Ooh. And they get to spend a night and Todd in the hideaway. And it's not Jesse's first time there.
No, it's her.
She had Owen in there.
Second time in the hideaway.
So I wonder, like, if
did
it brings
back
memories.
Did she have Jared there as well?
Oh.
Did he go
I
in there?
I can't remember.
I don't think
so. No, because they got together so quickly and then they separated so quickly.
Yes. They had literally, I think they
three
were together
days
for
or something.
Two or 3 days. Definitely going to have to talk to Jared about that one.
Oh, the poor guy.
Oh,
but yes, they spent the night, well, they will be spending the night in the hideaway. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out tonight what went down. And it's going to be real awkward if we're talking to our mate Jared tomorrow and be like, yo, did you see last night's episode?
Oh, it's going to be great though. This is the point of the show. We want to hear this kind of content.
Yes.
But so the first thing they do, the girls always do, is they go and get their
huddle
around and put their lingerie on in their high heels. And old mate Todd has to walk through the room getting blindfolded by Matt and to go have a shower. I'm like, you're putting a lot of extra sauce on this. Like,
it's how bored they must get, you know?
They must get so bored in there.
Insane.
So we'll find out tonight if they do the Cartier and Matt version or if they do the Adam and Josh version.
Anna and Josh.
The Adam and Josh version would be interesting as well.
Yes.
What are your bets on it?
Oh, look, I'm going to say she goes for it just because I feel like if he goes in for the kill, I feel like she will because she's a bit insecure, so she wants to hold on to him.
Yeah. And I think also you're in the last week of the contest. Mm. You know you're not going to end up with anyone else in there, so there's no worry that like, oh, we split with him, now I can't go anywhere else. And two, also I believe that they are now performing and acting to be the strongest couple.
Yeah.
And I think that having sex in the hideaway or on the show brings you closer and makes people think that, yes, they may have more of a chance outside.
Very true.
So we'll find out tomorrow what went on tonight in the hideaway, and Jared will be joining us here on the catch-up.
First guest.